Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, very happy to have this gentleman on. Coming off a great season last year. I know he's expecting more out of himself. He won 14 games last year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Been following his career for a long time. He played for Sam Blaylock out there at Rancho Bernardo. Went down and played at Arizona State. And a right-hander, Trevor Williams of the Pittsburgh Pirates, joined us on 97.3 The Fan. How the first couple of days of pitchers and catchers treating you, Trevor?
Hey, it's been all right. You know, the first day of camp, we had a lot of rain. But it's like the first day of school. You know, everyone's happy to see each other again. Everyone's giving big hugs, and you can feel the excitement in the air. And it's just a matter of time until the pitchers or the position players come into camp, and then it starts feeling complete. So it's been a blast. You know, Florida's not San Diego. It's a little bit of an adjustment for me.
Trevor, I'm sure you're hoping you can save those rainouts for a little bit deeper into spring training. I want to talk a little bit about your year last year. I mean, you made a huge jump from 17 to 18, a 3.11 ERA. What was the biggest difference from 2017? I think you had a successful rookie season compared to 18.
Yeah, you know, coming into and growing into a big leaguer, you know, I think experience is the best thing for a player, and understanding who you are as a big leaguer and who you are as a baseball player, and understanding what works and what doesn't work, how to make adjustments every 5 days. I really just, you know, I came into fruition of the big leaguer that I am at this moment. I'm going to go year to year and hopefully continue to grow and continue to get better. But last year was a great stepping stone for me in my career, and I look forward to picking up where I left off last year.
Trevor Williams of the Pittsburgh Pirates joining us on 97.3 The Fan. Trevor, when you get to a camp, how much have you thrown? When do you start your throwing program? And what do you try to get accomplished in your first couple of bullpens once you get to spring training?
Well, for me, even just the past four spring trainings for me have all been different. This year, I had the most luxury of knowing that I have a secured rotation spot. So I don't have to come in guns blazing, fighting for a position where I have to have my slider ready. My sinker has to be moving at the bottom of the zone hard. So coming into camp, it's really just it's finding your fastball command those first few bullpens. And then those first couple outings on the backfields, throwing simulated games, you're really working on certain things. If I was fighting for a position like in years prior, I wouldn't be working on my curveball as much as I should be. But this year I have the luxury of working on stuff that I need to work on to become a better pitcher this year.
Talk a little bit, Trevor, about the progression. You know, you said you come in, first few starts, you know, you're working on different things. At what point do you want to be close to full throttle as you get closer to the end of spring training?
It's really right before as a starter, you're coming in. I was throwing bullpens, you know, coming into spring training. I was probably five or six bullpens deep coming into spring training. So it's not like I'm completely coming in blind, but it's the first few weeks you're throwing a bullpen day off, and then a simulated game, which consists of going on the backfields and throwing exactly what it sounds like, a simulated game. You might put some runners on, you might put yourself in some certain situations to prepare you to go out there that first spring training game, and you're probably throwing three innings, and then you're getting on the 5 day schedule to go three innings, and then your next outing four, next outing five, next outing six, and then your next outing will be in an actual game. So it's a long process. It's, you know, it's 6-7 weeks, but it's something that you need to get done, and it's a fun time. You look forward to, you hope you pitch on the days where you don't have to travel across the state of Florida.
you
cross your fingers for that. So you kind of map it out and see where you're going. But But it's fun. It's a fun time, and it is spring training. You are getting ready for a season.
Hey, Trevor, I mean, you're a blue-collar guy. You go out on the mound, and you're a bulldog. You don't give in. You get two strikes, a guy will foul him away, and you'll keep pounding that strike zone, and hopefully they're going to hit a ground ball or strike out or whatever. But you got two old-school guys. One is your manager in Clint Hurdle.
Yeah.
Another in Ray Searich. Could you talk about those two guys? Because the way you go about playing this game, those guys must love you.
It is interesting, seeing that two dynamic old school coaches in a day and age of baseball where old school is getting kind of pushed out the door. I think having the new age stuff is great, and we do have a ton of great analytic guys on our team, and even certain pitching coaches that hold more merit in the computers and the high speed cameras, the slow motion. But it's always nice to have. I mean, like you guys said at the beginning, I had an old school high school coach in Sammy Blaylock, and that's how I thrived, and that's what I grew up on. And having that at the big league level as well is how I thrive. So Ray Searich is your biggest fan on the baseball field when you're pitching that day, and he's in your corner. Same with Clinton. They're a joy to go out and fight for, and I'm proud to put on the uniform for the city of Pittsburgh as well as those guys.
Trevor Williams, starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Coach John Katerra. Trevor, I got to ask you a little bit. You mentioned those high-speed cameras. That seems to be the talk of baseball right now. Give us a little insight of how you feel about these cameras, and what can you actually benefit from these cameras?
Yeah, so they're just tools in a tool belt that can help you get better. It's not for everyone. For me, I really enjoy watching it. I have to know what my hand's doing. I might feel one thing on a certain pitch where I feel like my wrist is getting under the ball, but if the high-speed camera picks up that I'm not, then maybe I just have to throw out that feeling and trust that the high-speed camera is picking it up correctly. There are other times where my foot might fly open where I'm not feeling it, but the high-speed camera will pick that up. It's fun stuff, and the game is adapting, the game is changing, but I think it's changing for the good. And I think we're in a weird generation of baseball players right now where we have technology, we have proper nutrition, proper workouts, proper throwing programs, where there's going to be 10 years down the road, the guys who are the 25 and under are going to still be contributing at ages 35, 36, 37 and beyond, where it's not going to be such an anomaly as it is right now. So, I hope it works out, and it's trending in the right direction. And technology is good. You can't have technology overload, and you kind of just have to remember it's me against the hitter, and it's one pitch at a time, and you have to compete out there. But there are tools in your tool belt to give you the most success.
Trevor Williams of the Pittsburgh Pirates, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris. Trevor, when you're getting ready to go against a ball club, and I know what you do, the days leading up, but what do you want to know about that lineup that you're going against that night? And how do you go about getting prepared as far as, do you look at film of their hitters? Do you read scouting reports? How do you go about getting ready?
So in division, you play so many teams so many times where it feels like the hitters know what you're going to throw before you're going to throw it. I pitched against the Cardinals last year six times, which was crazy. And I was tired of pitching against them. I was sick and tired of pitching against them. But you prepare every 5 days. You look at the trends, who's hot, who's not. What I like to look at is what have guys done in the past 10 days. Who's striking out a lot in the past 10 days, who's looking at pitches a lot, or who's taking their walks in the past 10 days. And then as well as season trends, what they're swinging at, who's swinging at the first pitch, who's going to be a pesky base runner. It's those are the stuff that I look at. There's a lot more that goes into it. We do have a pretty extensive scouting report. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's me versus the hitter, and I have to go to battle out there every pitch.
Trevor, one fun question before we let you get out of here. You got the opportunity on June 30th last year to pitch here in San Diego. What was it like pitching in front of the family and friends here in San Diego?
It was surreal. It was something that naturally it's my last stadium, my last National League stadium I got to pitch in. Naturally, it was my hometown. So it was surreal. I had to really bring myself down because I knew I was just going to be emotional out there. I fell in love with the game of baseball at Qualcomm and at Petco. And It was funny. The first hitter was Jankowski, and I fell behind him, I think 2-0. I think it was 2-0, and I let one rip middle down. And he hit a line drive off my leg. And it was what I needed to kind of snap back into it. Like,
right.
It's just a normal game. It's nothing. It's nothing more. It's nothing bigger than it's ever been. It's just you happen to be pitching on a stadium. You fell in love with baseball. And so the result was not great. It was a pretty bad loss for us. And I look forward, I learned from it. I learned a lot from it. And it helped me into the second half of the season. But I look forward to pitching there again this season, hopefully.
Hey, Trevor, I'll let you get out of here on this one. Just kind of a funny thing happened to you this off season, you had somebody come up and think you were Bryce Harper. Could you tell us the story how that went?
So I was in San Diego when this happened. I was in Rancho Bernardo. I forget the name of the restaurant. It was a new restaurant. My wife and I were out to dinner with some of our best friends, and it was a slow news day. Okay. really, really slow news day. Like it has been this entire off season. It's been a slow news off season, but, I sat down, the waitress came to take her order. Then the waiter came over to pour our waters and said, you know what? We got Bryce Harper here. We got to make sure we give you our finest food. And I kind of looked at him weird. And whenever there's an opportunity to pretend somebody that you're not, I will always capitalize. Yeah, I'm gonna say that. So he just said, what are you doing in town? You know what? I'm here to meet with the Padres. They're kind of showing me around town.
That is awesome.
He says, you have to sign with the Yankees. I'm from the Bronx. I'm going to do it. So then I looked at him and go, you know what? You convinced me. I'm going to go to New York next weekend and sign with the Yankees. And he didn't. And he didn't pour me water the rest of the night. So I don't know. Look. I don't know if he was serious or not. I thought it was really funny, and it was a slow news day, and that's kind of the equation formula how that thing blew up.
So. That is awesome.
So you never actually told him you were a professional baseball player, though.
Who knows? If he took my credit card. Maybe he shouldn't know who I am. He really shouldn't, especially if he thought I was Bryce Harper. He probably wouldn't know who I am. But no, I did not tell him that I was just a regular average righty on an NL Central team.
That is awesome.
That's great stuff, Trevor. Hey, best of luck. Get through a spring training healthy and continued success. We're all back here in San Diego. Even though we've spent a lot of time talking about the Padres, we still look up on that board every 5 days when San Diego guys are out there on the mound. So we'll be watching, and good luck.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys. We have a lot of San Diego guys on the Pirates. We got about 4 or 5, so we're keeping the North County and the East County alive and well in Pittsburgh.
Good Love stuff, it. Trevor. Thanks again, Trevor, for the time.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.